invocations of the Brahma Sanghita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha
after that we will go into a more deeper understanding, because Today, I would like to address two types of audiences. First, those who are now initiated, and second, those who have already been initiated, but who need to know a great secret which will be revealed today. Hare Krishna. Let us start with explaining a simple understanding of the process of initiation. Initiation is given to a devotee who has become convinced that he or she wants to follow the process of Krishna consciousness for the rest of the life. At this time, the candidate approaches a bona fide spiritual master who comes in the line of disciplic succession, which starts from the Supreme Personality of Godhead and goes over Srila Vyasadeva to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and finally to the founder of our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The process of initiation is extremely necessary. The scriptures repeatedly tell us that without the process of initiation, it is not possible to engage in spiritual life. We need the guidance of a spiritual master in order to engage in the process of initiation. That is true, but in the process of spiritual life. Now the spiritual master gives us instructions how to go in the spiritual direction. He teaches us the scriptures. Prabhupada has often referred to the spiritual master as to a doctor who knows exactly how to apply the knowledge in the medicinal books, the Medizinbücher, to the case of the individual patient. In the same way, we require a spiritual master who brings the knowledge of the scriptures into our practical life. What it means is into the application of our practical life. Chaitanya, today we will perform two types of initiations. One is the Harinam initiation and the second is the Diksha. The Brahman initiation, where the Gayatri Mantra will be given to a worthy disciple. The Harinam initiation means that the spiritual master will officially accept us in the Sampradaya and he will give us the holy name for chanting. Now, all of you have chanted the holy names. Some of you have chanted them for 2 years or 3 years or even longer in some cases also. It is not something new. But the question now arises, what is new in the initiation when we get the holy name in the initiation? What is new is that now we chant with a connection which is established during the initiation between you and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That connection or not, so to say, is bound by the spiritual master. The holy name, this is very important to notice, will only work with two types of knowledges. One is we have to avoid the 10 offenses when chanting the holy name and also in our life. And the second is we need to follow 4 simple rules and regulations which ensure that we come on the platform of sattva guna, where it's easier for us to concentrate on the practices of spiritual life. Let me now talk briefly about the 10 offenses which we need to observe, and then go to the 4 rules and regulations, and then we have our time over. The first offense, while chanting the holy name, is to blaspheme devotees. Be extremely careful. We are in the association of devotees, and we can utilize this association by serving the devotees, by making friendships with the devotees, by associating and conversing with them. But if we are unattentive and not aware, this same association, which is so extremely valuable, can also create problems. It can create problems when we commit Vaishnav aparat, or the offense of against the body. It starts in the mind, it goes over to the words, and it manifests then in the deeds. The second offense is to consider the powerful rulers of the universe, the demigods, and their names to be equal or independent of Lord Krishna. Krishna is the only Lord. That's what it means. And his name is the most powerful name. The third offense is, after you have taken a spiritual master, if you disobey the orders of the spiritual master, it is considered to be offenses. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic scriptures. Be careful. We are instructed to read regularly in the books, and some of the concepts which Prabhupada presents will revolt against what we know and what we think due to our specific conditioned nature. When you are desiring to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, you need to have a good relationship to the Vedic scriptures and their particular interpretation by the founder Acharya. Otherwise, you are committing an offense which will stop the effects of chanting coming into your life. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of the holy name to be imaginary. And the seventh offense is connected to it, to give some interpretation on the glories of the holy name. The seventh offense is the one offense which is present in many religious traditions in this day and age. It is to know your spiritual instructions, to know your scriptures, to know the teachings, but to misuse them by thinking, oh, I am saved. There's a psychological word for this mood or mentality. It is so long, and it is starting as M, something like this. It is the attitude that I have some spiritual knowledge, and now I'm better than everyone else, and I can use it and misuse it, and I can continue to be a sinner and fallen souls. To put it in simple language, to commit sins on the strength of chanting the holy name. The eighth offense is to consider the chanting of the holy names to be like a ritual. The ninth offense is to explain the glories of the holy name to the unbelievers. And the tenth offense is to remain materially attached, to nurture your attachments and not try to give them up. It is also an offense, in fact it is a root, to avoid to be inattentive while chanting. Now, this is what we have to avoid and work at throughout our lives. A bona fide chanter must know the 10 offenses and what they mean, and he must be scrupulously willing to try to avoid them whenever they manifest and wherever they manifest in his or her life. The rules which we promise. This is now something very serious. I want to say, dear devotees, if you are not sure that you will keep the rules, or that you will try to keep the rules for the rest of your life, leave the initiation fire. It is better for you, it is better for the Sampradaya and Gaudiya, Gaudiyas in large. We need real people, real devotees who know why they act in a certain way and who know with a joyful heart why to avoid certain things. So the first rule is no meeting of eat, no eating of meat. The second, a fish and what else? Eggs and so on. You know. The second vow which you will give to me and to Srila Prabhupada and before Radha Danmohan is no intoxication of any kind. The third vow which the initiates will give is to avoid gambling, and the fourth vow is no illicit sex. Illicit sex has several... I will stop here. Shri Shri Radha Madana Mohan Ki Hey Siti Go Nitahe Ki Hey Go Premanandi Adiyar Go. This was the first explanation of the process of initiation. Later will follow a more informative and presentation on it, which you will enjoy very much. But now we will immediately proceed in the presence of Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, the beloved deities of the devotees in Germany and all over the world, request the different initiate the candidates for initiation to come and receive their beads and their and you will have to give your vows. I will ask you questions and you will do. Now I know some of you are very nervous I know that many of you are extremely tired and the handkerchiefs need to be ready maybe. But please know, it is a joyous process. You will now become family members of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is so ecstatic. Go Premanandi! The first devotee who I will request to give his vows is our you didn't hear anything. So I will change it. The first devotee whom I request to give his vows is a very dear and near Vaishnav who is serving in Bosnia, our Bhakta Fadil. Please come. Hear Bhakta Fadil and offer your obeisance. Bhakta Fadil, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep to the end of your life? Yes. How many rounds will you chant every day? Yes, minimum. And on the Ekadasis? Very good. Your name is the best name. Gopkumada. Wow. Kuma, here is your present. Hare Krishna. Gop Kuma is the great soul who went back to Godhead by the instructions of his qualified spiritual master. It is a great inspiration for the Vaishnava community to read about Gop Kuma from Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The best name. The next devotee which I'm going to request to come forward is our Bhaktin Sanya. Hare Krishna Bhakti Sanya. Bhakti Sanya has waited for a long time for this auspicious moment. Bhakti Sanya, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of your life? How many rounds will you chant every day? 16? Please try to chant them attentively. And how many rounds on Ekadasi days and festivals? Good. Your name is the name of Srimati Radharani. The best name. Samadhi Vidasi. Name of Radharani, which means she is equal to all. She has mercy, same mercy for everyone, elevated or in between or somewhere else, whatever our state is. Radharani is Sama, is equal, and therefore one of her very celebrated names is Sama. So you will also get a present. This is your present, Hare Krishna. So, can you sit here, Sama, with the present, with the two bosses, Hare Krishna. Let us get a cushion for Sama, because now she is a member of the family. Yes, please. The next devotee are so ecstatic to give names. You can't imagine how ecstatic this is. Wait, where is it? Yes, here. The next devotee whom I'm going to ask to come is Bhakta Mitya. Bhakta Mitya, what are the rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of your life? This is a promise, by the way. Yes. Right. Krishna. How many rounds will you chant every day? And on the Ekadasi festival days. Very good. Your name is Nitai Sundara Das. I wish you all the best. Nityai Sundara. Nityai Sundara means the beautiful Lord Nityananda. Sundara means beautiful. Nityai, we all know. Best name. Now, our next devotee is a very nice devotee from Split, Bhaktin Katya. Bhaktin Katya is a married Vaishnavi and leads a Bhakti Sangha group in Split and is very dear to all of us. Hare Krishna. Yes, Bhaktin Katya, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep to the rest of your life? Yes. Yes. How many rounds will you chant every day? Yes. How many rounds of festival and Ekadasi or Ekadasi and festival days? Very good. This is a promise, huh? Your name is Kalavati Devidasi. Yes, Vrindavan. Hello! In this box, you have all the scent of all the holy places in Vrindavan here for you. For the Alga. Kalavati, it's for the altar. Hmm? Kalavati, so ecstasy. It is Slujate. It is for the altar, to put on the altar. This, no, no, for your altar. At home, it's lit. Hare Krishna. Kalavati is the transcendental ecstasy. Very good. So, I will give you all presents, very special and spiritual presents they are for the rest of your life. Please don't give them away to anyone. Only if I should ask you because I'm so attached to them. No, no. I give them. If for some reason you don't know what is in the presents, you can ask our Sama Devidasi. She has packed all the presents and can tell you the story of all the presents and so on. Good. Now, then, very nice, Rosie. Sorry, I forgot to explain. Kalavati is the name of Srimati Radharani. It means she who is expert in all the arts. There are 64 arts which all the gopis know, and Srimati Radharani is the expert in all of them. Unmatched expert in many more arts, by the way. Hare Krishna. This is your name. Now, the next devotee whom I will request to come is Bhakta Nevan. Bhakta Nevan. Hare Krishna. Bhakta Nevan is a devotee who serves in Rijeka, and he takes care of a Bhakti Sangha group. He is also an expert in computer. He works and is very dear to the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna Bhakta Nevan. What are the four rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of your life? Yes, but Rijeka is on the ocean, so many fish. No problem. Good.
No intoxication, yes. No illicit sex,
yes.
No gambling.
Very good. Be careful. Gambling also means the waste of time, and there is a one-eyed guru in this world. He's called television. The television one-eyed guru, he's a cheater. We have to be careful. if he ever comes into our life. I know he's not now in your life, but he came to a devotee in Split and began to instruct him and or her, but I think it is only a phase. Then, what are the 16 rules? No. How many mantra around do you chant each day?
Minimum
16 around 25,000 holy names a day, very much. On a Ekadasi festival, very good. Very, very good. I'm very happy to initiate you. I was waiting for this blissful moment, and your name is therefore very blissful. Your name is Nanda Kishore Das. This is water from the Radhakot. Very good. Now we will ask. Yes. Bhakti Minna to come. Bhakti Minna. Bhakti Minna. Bhakti Minna is from Finland, and her mother is there. Please, where is the mother? There, can't see. Yes, this is the mother of Bhakti Minna. Hare Krishna. She's a disciple of a very dear god brother of mine, Smita Krishna Maharaj, who preaches in the cold areas of Sweden and Scandinavia. And I think your brother, brother left to Krishna, but other sisters is also. What? Three little brothers and another sister are also very Krishna conscious. Bhakti Minna distributed transcendental literature, now takes care of the Bhaktins, and also is working in the Prasadam revolution and book distribution also. She is a very dear Vaishnavi, and I'm very happy to initiate you today. Please tell me, what are the four rules which you will keep to the rest of your life?
No.
It's a problem. The deities are listening.
Yes.
Very good. How many rounds are you chanting every day? And on Kalasi and festival days? 25. Ah, Krishna. Your name is also a name of Srimati Radharani. It is called Manoharini Devi Das. What? Yes, Manoharini. It means she who is entirely enchanting. She is so attractive that the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is totally mesmerized or enchanted by her. So please become her servant. Here you will get some neck beads in the present. You will take the other neck beads? Well, but these are neck beads for me.
Wow.
You must shout Hari Bol. This is very important. Your shouting of Hari Bol, you are blessing the devotees. But today you are not very magnanimous. You are not very großzügig. Please shout Hari Bol at the end. This is very important. It's in the tradition. So now we will ask another Vaishnavi to come, Bhaktin Jelena. Bhaktin Jelena is doing service in our Cologne temple. She's preaching there and is quite young, very dear to the Vaishnavas. Good Bhakti Jalana. Oh, your name is awesome. Bhakti Jalana, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of the life? It's a promise. Yes. Good. How many rounds will you chant every day? Please try to chant them early, because you also do preaching service, and all we preachers know that we sometimes go late to bed and have to rise a little later, and then when the day comes and we have so many things, and the rounds are done in the evening, but that's not nice. Please try to give them your full attention. Yes. Your name is Yamuna Devi Dasi. What? This is a pearl necklace of Srimati Radharani and dust from all the holy places in Vrindavan. Yamuna is, of course, the name of the river. It's also a name of Srimati Radharani, and it is wonderful. The next devotee is also a very dear Vaishnavi, a wonderful personality. Her name is Bhakti Nvida. Please come. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Nvida is doing wonderful service in the Sangha committee, which is led by our Gaura Bhavani. Bhakti Nvida, in my eyes, is a disciple who thought very deeply about who would be her spiritual master, and who took the time which was necessary to come to this decision, because we all know Vida, she's thinking deeply. So this, I was very, very happy to see that. This direction. Your name is the best name. I was waiting for a long time to give this name to someone, but I have decided to give it to you. It's one of the two main assistants of Srimati Radharani. Your name is Vishakha. Giving an incomplete information. Oh, I know what it is. We are not so esoteric, Guru Maharaj. You have to show it to us. Oh, so I mean, I'm so attached to this, but I'm giving it away. Can't believe me. This is the ankle belts of Krishna. Please have this, and don't give it to anyone. Only if you can give it to someone, if you get my verbal permission. It's from Radha, from Madhava in Shida Mayapur. And you know, if you, even at the moment of death, if you just put it here, you will go back home, back to God. It is so special. Hare Krishna. Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, but I think have given you the name Vishakha. I was a little bit too enthusiastic. What are the... Now, please promise them. Anyway, I trust Vishakha. What are the four rules and regulations? Yes. Very good. How many rounds will you chant every day? 16. And how many rounds are you chanting on Ekadasi in festival days? Very good. Once again, your name is Vishakha. Yes, and because we are in the Sangha Committee at the present moment, we will now go to another very dear Vaishnavi. Please, Bhakti and Sylvia, come. We also have the mother of Bhakti and Sylvia. This is the mother of Bhakti Sylvia. Bhakti Sylvia, was sind die vier Regeln, Regulierungen, die du einhalten wirst bis zum Besten deines Lebens? Ja. Wie viele Runden wirst du täglich chanten? Genau. Und an Ekadasi, an Ekadasi und Festivaltagen? Sehr schön, sehr schön. Ja, Krishna. Dein Name ist auch sehr, sehr schön. Es ist eines meiner Lieblingsnamen von Radharani. Es ist, I'm getting so happy that I forget what to do. Also, dein Name ist Shyama Gauri Devidasi. Nach Nityanandas Erscheinungstag eingeweiht worden bist, hast du ein ganz besonderes Geschenk, das du bitte im Sangha Office abhängst. Mach mal auf. Ja. Dieses Geschenk war lange auf meinem persönlichen Altar und ich habe mir vorgenommen, Loslösung zu praktizieren. Ich habe jetzt ein Buch, Der Weg des großen Abschieds. Das war ein besonders schwerer Abschied. Shyama Gauri heißt ein junges Mädchen mit einer ganz hellen Ausstrahlung. Es ist ein Name von Radharani. Wenn Radharani in den Wald von Vrindavan geht, wird der ganze Wald golden, weil sie so eine goldene Ausstrahlung hat und alle Bäume von dieser Ausstrahlung golden angemalt werden. Das war sehr schwierig, bis ich diesen Namen... Es gibt bestimmte Namen, die mir so viel bedeuten, und bis ich den losgegeben habe. Bhakti Rainer hat wunderbare Qualitäten. Er war ein Student und ich dann zum... Und dann war er ein Totengräber. Und dann ist er zum Krishna-Bewusstsein gekommen. Man sieht also, er hat sich viele Gedanken gemacht über das Leben. Und ist seit der Zeit, wo er im Krishna-Bewusstsein ist, ein so nektarhafter Diener. Ohne ihn wäre es nicht möglich, für Gadadhar seinen wunderbaren Service zu machen, wo er zu den Studenten und der akademischen Community also beispielhaft predigt. Der Mann im Hintergrund von der Veda-Akademie ist wirklich Bhakti Rainer. כמה זה ההגדרה על הארץ? גוד. Was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen, die du bis ans Ende deines Lebens einhältst? Ja. Genau. Genau. Und wie viele Runden schätzt du jeden Tag? Ja, ich möchte dich bitten, bei deinem intensiven Service hier wirklich jetzt eine Reform einzusetzen und wirklich diese Runden sehr bewusst zu schalten. Die Frage beim Autofahren, wenn es irgendwie geht, die Runden sollten weg vom Steuerrad geschenkt werden, nicht am Steuerrad. Aber das ist manchmal nicht möglich. Ihr könnt euch nicht vorstellen, Bhaktaraina und also Gadara und dann Bhaktaraina haben so die Predigerinfektion von mir gekriegt, die reisen in der Nacht und die sind sehr intensiv, aber wenn es geht. So, Hare Krishna. Und wie viel Runden schenkst du an den Kalasi und Festivaltagen? Genau. Dein Name ist der Name von dem persönlichen Diener von Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Masashi Devi. In seinem Namen liegt Pastime. Dein Name ist Ishan Das. Anything. Sorry, do I do you know what's inside? What? Oh yeah. This is ein bisschen Schmutz. Aber ganz besonderen. Eins hatte Krishna in Mandagat mit den Kuhhirtenjungen gespielt und die Kuhhirten kamen zu Mutter Yashoda und dachten, der Krishna ist nicht sehr kultiviert, der hat Schmutz gegessen. Und daraufhin hat Mutter Yashoda gesagt, da gebe ich dir nicht genug Sandesh? Nein, ich habe keinen Schmutz gegessen, sagte Krishna. Sagte Mutter Yashoda, zeig doch mal deinen Mund. Und als er den Mund zeigte, Krishna den Mund zeigte, war alle, nicht nur ein bisschen Erde drin, sondern alle Planeten des Universums. Es war der multidimensionale Kosmos, wenn man das jetzt mal in der Sprache der Veda sagen kann. Und wir haben so ein bisschen einen kleinen Tonklumpen genommen von dieser Erde, wo Krishna das Universum, den multidimensionalen Kosmos und noch mehr als den Kosmos, wie er von der Wissenschaft gesehen wird, gezeigt hat. Bitte, das nicht weggeben, das ist sehr heilig. Ja, Hare Krishna. Als nächstes kommt auch eine sehr nice Vaishnavi, Bhaktin Rita. Bhaktin Rita ist eine, arbeitet als Kindergärtnerin und aber die Deutschen, die wollte ich jetzt I'm a little bit in a dilemma here because sprichst du Englisch? Nicht so gut. Okay, schon. Bhaktin Rita is working, she takes care of children, and she is very, very intense and eager in her Krishna consciousness. So much that she has even given up a relationship or a friendship which was not favorable for developing Krishna consciousness. It's something very difficult to give up, as we have heard in the play. Bhaktin Rita is married with another teacher disciple of mine, or they are getting married, our Kamalakanta, they are both teachers, and they are very enthusiastic in spiritual life. They do a lot of services in the temple. Gut, aber ich, die Gelübde, die möchte ich gerne in Deutsch hören. Welche, was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen? Genau. Wie viel Runden schenkst du jeden Tag? Und eine Ekadasi im letzten Tag. Sehr gut. Sehr gut. Dein Name ist Dein Name ist auch ein Name von Srimati Radharani. Einer meiner Lieblingsnamen auch. Rangini Devidasi. These are not beads for chanting, but they are just for the altar. They are from Radha Kund, my Radha Kund clay. Rangini bedeutet jemand, der von einer spielerischen Natur ist. Radharani ist sehr spielerisch und ich glaube, es wird dir helfen in deinem Leben, dich an diese Natur von Srimati Radharani zu erinnern. Gut. Die nächste Vaishnavi, the next Vaishnavi, here I will speak in English again. I'm sorry, but I feel I have to talk in German to those, when I give the initiation to the devotees, whom I'm speaking in German. Rangini means name of Radharani, she who is very playful. So the next devotee, also wonderful devotee, is Bhakti Minya. Eine richtige Künstlerin, die ist verheiratet mit Bhakti Dankul, den ihr bestimmt auch zu schätzen gelernt habt. Sie haben sehr, sehr beispielhaft Bhakti Sangha gepredigt in Graz. Dort ist wenn sie tätig als Musiklehrer. Ich glaube, Bhakti Dankul, du bist nicht Musiklehrer. Ja, oh ja, sie ist eine Flötistin, eine perfektionierte Flötistin und hat ein sehr heißes Wesen, die kommen immer, die beiden, und helfen predigen und wir wünschen ihnen viel Erfolg. Sie werden nach Split gehen, einem Ort, wo es nicht sehr einfach ist, spirituelles Leben zu praktizieren, war eine ziemlich tamassische und rajasische Informat, also Gegenteil ist. Aber die werden es schon schaffen, mit der Hilfe der anderen Devotees und euren Segnungen. Ich muss jetzt mal sehen, habe ich die schon gefragt nach den Regeln? Ach, gut. Was sind die Regeln und Regulierungen? Genau. Ja. Wie viele Runden zählst du täglich? Genau. Und wie viel an Kadesi und Festtagen? Name ist Madhuri Manjari Devidasi. Das ist mein Heidelberg, mein Altartuch, ein sehr einfaches Altartuch, aber es eignet sich vielleicht gut für euren Altar, um den da zu integrieren vielleicht. Das to read. I will also explain this name in English. Madhuri Manjari ist eine Manjari, die mit Krishna gebadet hat, Krishnas transzendentalen Körper mit einem Handtuch abtrocknet. Das ist ihr Service in der spirituellen Welt. Sie ist also die Abtrocknerin von Krishna. Krishna. Madhuri Manjari ist a Manjari, who dries Krishna's body when he has taken a bath. She's the dryer of the body of Krishna's body. Of Krishna is a very near and dear Manjari. Madhuri, of course, means she who is very of a very sweet nature. Hare Krishna. Our next devotee comes from Belgrade. This is Kishori. Kishori is sitting somewhere there. It was a long night yesterday. I'm very sorry. So I will go to someone else. Our next devotee is who is Kishori? Everyone wants to know. You will not find it out. I was looking in the somewhere. Our next devotee is Bhakti Snejana. Bhakti Snejana is from Sombor. She is a very nice preacher of Krishna consciousness and a Bhaktisti Puja. More preacher, and she visited the Holy Dham this year, and we had wonderful association with Radhanath Maharaj, his party, and Bhakti Snejana. What are the four rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of your life, please? Yes. Genau. Exactly. How many rounds are you chanting every day? It is very important, Bhakti Snejana, that you chant them very concentrated, because for preaching, we can only preach as good as we have Dukhana Smaga. Yes, we need Dukhana Smaga, I think. This and good helmet. I asked on the Ekadasi festival day. 25, yes. Your name is also a name of Srimati Radharani. Your name is Somya Devi Dasi. Somya means what? I'm asking you. It's the moon. It's the name of the moon. And it means, well, you should do a test today, Somya. Look in the night on the moon and see how extremely pleasing the moon is. Have you noticed yesterday night how extremely pleasing the moon is? So, this is the name of Srimati Radhika, who has a pleasant nature like the moon. This is how the name comes. Somya Devi Dasi, we wish you all the best in your spiritual life. And here's some tilak from Radhakund. We are not putting it on our body out of respect for Radhakund, but we can put them on our altar, or where our special holy things are. Yes. Hare Krishna. Our next devotee is Bhakta Milomir. Bhakta Milomir is from Novishad, and he is taking care of the Namhata preaching there. Milomir also does the Sharanagati tape ministry for Yugoslavia, and is very determined and a very fired up preacher. I saw a picture where they set on the near the Donau, and it was, I think, at least in my impression, it was they were sitting on the snow and doing kirtan, because they didn't have, was it right? No. It looked white, was it snow? Sand, it was sand, not snow. They were sitting on the sand and doing kirtan because they had no place to meet anywhere. So they went, like sadhus, who go to the Ganga, to the Donau. Donau is die schöne Donau. Milomir, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of your life? Yes. And how many rounds will you chant every day? Minimum 16 at on Karsi and festival days. Yes, very good. Your name is a name I waited for a long time to give, because this is really my favorite Chaitanya pastime. It's a pastime of one great devotee, Sharanga Thakur, who was requested by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give initiations. Now the first person whom he met was a dead person. He was coming down the river on the stretcher, and that dead body touched the body of Sharanga Thakur, and he didn't know what it was. He just brought it to the beach and continued his washing in the Ganga, his bath in the Ganga, and then in the morning he saw it was a dead person. Now he remembered his promise, he was not discouraged, and he gave that dead person initiation, and he became a living person, a fearless preacher of Krishna consciousness, who was even not afraid of to play with tigers and bring them to chanting. So you are in Serbia, you're preaching to the Serbian tigers and the tigris. Your name is the name of that particular devotee, Murari Chaitanya Das. And what? This is a very special. Because this boy was, I forgot his name from before, just like I've forgotten your name now, which it took 1 year for me to learn that name, so now I can forget it again. The Serbian name. He came down, floating down the Ganga, so I have decided to give you a bottle of Ganga water. Wait. This is dust from Vrindavan, and this is a stick. And I cannot give a guarantee, but I speculate it's coming, it must be. It's from that Janavi Baitak at Radhakund, where Janavi sat and where devotees like to sit and chant. And from there is a stick that fell down one day. And I think it's from there, but I must put it into, through my ear and into my head, and then I must. If my intuition is right, it's from there, but one never knows when one is tired. I think it is from there. Keep it sacred, Hare Krishna. Our next devotee is a very near and dear devotee from Croatia, also from Zagreb. Her name is Bhaktin Tanya. Thank you. Chaitanya. Bhakti Tanya is printing different magazines. She is a printer. A real printer. Now you see how a printer looks. She is taking care also of preaching. She is working as one of the, I think, visiting team. And she also helped very much in the multivision event. She was in Germany. Tanya also makes beautiful collages and helps me with these collages in my preaching. And I know her since a very long time. And somehow we forget her on the list, to put her on the list. And Bhakti Tanya was so disturbed, and she cried and cried that she wants initiation. And then somehow made phone calls all over to Zagreb to save Bhakti Tanya's life. And then now she is here on the initiation fire. It is very, very nice that you have the best name. Have I asked you for the rules? Oh, good. What are the rules and regulations, please? Yes. Good. Be also careful of the one-eyed guru, which is preaching to your mother and father every night. Yes. TD. Yes. How many rounds do you chant every day? And on Ekadasi day, very good, Bhakti Tanya, your name is Tulasi Devi Das. Chandan means a piece of sandalwood paste from which was on Radharaman's transcendental body. It's for the altar. And this is dust from all the different holy places in Vrindavan. As I say, I'm trying to be in the renounced order of life. These are very dear things to me. Here, take good care, don't lose them. Krishna. The next devotee is from Zagreb also, it's Bhakti Anita. Anita is a lawyer and married to another dear disciple of mine. His name is Govinda Nandan. Please rise, Govinda Nandan. This is Govinda. No! They have a very nice Krishna conscious marriage and very nice. I mean, it's ideal. If you have ever problems in your marriage, go to Govinda Nandan and the previous Bhakti Anita. Only one more second is, or two more seconds, she's Anita. And she does very, very nice service in the congregational preaching. It's one of the lionesses of preaching. And Bhakti Anita, what are the four rules and regulations which you promised? Yes. How many rounds are you chanting every day? And on Ekadasi festival day? I'm happy to see you so happy at this day of your initiation. Your name is also your name is Adya Devidasi. Your name is the name of Srimati Radharani and means the original source of everything. Just like Krishna is, when someone asks us what is your definition of God, we immediately say janmadyasya yataha, the origin of everything. So Radharani has also that name. She's the original source of all, of all Lakshmis, of all gopis. Oh yeah, you also get dust from all the holy places. And this is something you, it's very nice, but there's nothing in it. So let me see. No, there's nothing in it. You have to put some water maybe, or some oil or something. It's for your altar. Sorry, that is empty, but you have to fill it. Hare Krishna, Adya. And our next devotee is, we are almost through the list, also from Serbia, our Bhaktin Olya. Yes, very nice, peaceful personality. Yeah, Bhaktin Olya, what are the four rules and regulations, please, which you will keep for the rest of your life? It's a promise. Yes. Good. Congratulations. You made. How many rounds are you saying every day? And on the festival and the Kali day. Very good. Your name is Krishna Vallabha Devi Dasi. Present. This is a stone from the house of Vasudev Datta, who was very, very merciful because he was a preacher, and it's dust from all the holy places in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Yes. Krishna Vallabha means oh, she knows her name. Means the name of Radharani, it means the dearmost, are you hearing? It means the dearmost beloved of Sri Krishna. Krishna Vallabha Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna. So this is, now we're coming to the end. This is a very special end. Krishna. Yes. We will now come to Bhakta Boris. Bhakta Boris is very peaceful and goes on Sankirtan. It is a fantastic servant. Bhakta Boris, was sind die Regeln und Regulierungen, die du einhältst bis zum Rest? Ja. Genau. Ich bewundere Tee, Champions für Tee. Und am Festival, Kadesi und Festivaltag. Sehr schön. Ich bin sehr froh, dich heute einzuweihen, Dr. Boris. Habe eine sehr schöne Inspiration von Krishna gekriegt für deinen Namen. Dein Name ist Bhakta Priya Das. if it's your taste, but it is nice. Vaishnavas are extraordinary people, and this hat is certainly proving it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The next devotee is a Mataji from Belgrade. It's our Bhaktin Zorica. Bhaktin Zorica, what are the four rules and regulations, please? Yes. How many rounds are you chanting every day? And on Ekadasi festival days? Huh?
25.
So it's just looking on the beats. When are they coming? Your name is also a name of Srimati Radharani. It is Kishori Devidasi. Are you still going to school? Yes, she's finishing her physiotherapeut. This is a reminder that you always chant your 16 rounds well, although you go to school. School girls and school boys are not always easy. And this is, yes, some cloth from, yes, I remember. This is from Lord Chaitanya, doing a Gopunima Abhishek. I was given this and I'm giving this to you. Hare Krishna. Not that. Kishori Devidasi. The next devotee is extremely dear to all the devotees, like everyone else here. Bhakta Draganan. Bhakta Draganan is at the perfection of Grihastha Ashram. Everyone in the family is a devotee. Even when I come to them for Bhakti Sangha programs, then the old mother comes and brings a garland. You know, she's like a real Serbian Oma Baka? Yes, Baka, real Baka. You know, very nice, very good heart, the mother and the son and all the family also. What are the four rules and regulations, Bhakta Dagan, which you keep? Yes. Very good. How many rounds each day? And on Ekadasi festival? Very good. Your name is Govinda Gopal Das. Lord Chaitanya chanted, and this cloth is very holy, but I forgot from where it is holy. That's all I know. Hare Krishna Govinda Gopal. The next Vaishnavi is his wife. Very nice Vaishnavi. Bhaktin Liliana. rules and regulations which you will keep to the end of your life. Yes. 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 Very good. The 16, how many rounds are you chanting every day? At least 16, and on the Ekadasi festival days, 25. Your name is the name, the personal name of the wife of Advaita Acharya, and also of the wife of Lord Ramachandra. What is that? One never knows with the Sachinandan Swami. There's something which he knows which no one else knows. It is Sita Rani. Present, yeah, right, I'm sorry. What are you giving? No, this is for the other person. Yes. This is dust from all the holy places in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. All the best, Svenaji. The last devotee who will be initiated today is Bhaktin Violetta, the daughter of So, Bhakti Violetta, thank you for completing the instruction yesterday and working more on that regarding your service. What are the four rules and regulations, please? Yes. Yes. Good. And how many rounds are you chanting every day? Yes. And on Ekadasi and festival days? Very good. Very, very good. Your name is also a name of Radharani. Your name is Venu Rati Devidati. Confidential name. Venurati means she who enjoys playing the flute. Radharani's instrument is really the veena. That's her instrument. But sometimes she steals the flute of Krishna and then plays it. So Venurati, she who enjoys playing the flute. You will get dust of Lord Nityananda's birthplace from Eka Chakra. And dust from all the holy places in Vrindavan. And these two holy things, which I don't know from where they are, but I have them, it must be something holy. Hare Krishna. And I want to now thank our beloved deity Shishi Radha Madan Mohan. Who so patiently were waiting and they actually took time from their midday rest to hear all your vows and promises. They have blessed all of us. You see Srimati Radharani's hand there? this is blessings to all devotees, and want to thank them very much and want to request them to take care of all these nice young devotees and bring them back home, back to Godhead. Those of you who are initiated here before Radha Madan Mohan, please keep a picture of them in your life, because they are very special now to your lives. Shishi Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai! Now we will not disturb you from your regular scheduling. Thank you very, very much. Jai Radha Madan Mohan, 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 Radha Madan Mohan,